Item 8A, trustee reports. Are there any trustee reports on meetings or conferences or seminars anybody wishes to make? Quiet group today. No reports. All right. Staff reports. Christina.
So July 1st was Cicera's 80-year anniversary. So there are some senorita bread to celebrate that in the board kitchen. Just wanted to provide a fun fact about Cicera. The first board meeting was July 11th, 1945. So we're almost at the time our first board meeting would have occurred on Friday, would be July 11th. And then we have an investment committee meeting next week, July 17th, and it's at a start time of 9:30 a.m., so a little later, but that'll be to interview the general investment consultants.
So in connection with that if board members wish to attend and observe, they can, right? This is a posted meeting under the Brown Act. So members attending could not in any way involve themselves, obviously, with the investment committee, but they are allowed to observe. And I do plan to observe, just for the record. So to the extent I can block the entire day, I will do so, but I do plan to attend for sure the first 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, I would encourage other board members to attend that meeting if at all possible. So we're going to vote on our recommendation for the to come up to the board for a final vote. So the more informed you are, the better. During the presentations, I mean, will there be an opportunity for folks in the audience to ask questions, or just they make their presentation and it's only the investment committee that's able to ask the questions? So if other board members showed up and some question came up that they really needed to have answered.
Yeah. It's a very good question. I'm going to look over at our general counsel and Karen ask if you the way I'm interpreting the question is this isn't a public hearing, obviously. It's an investment committee meeting, which the principal items on the agenda are the interviewing of the three listed consultants. Is there a role, for lack of a better term, for public comment in that process? Grab your gooseneck there. Yeah.
I'll start over. So the meeting of the investment committee is an open meeting, open to the public. Members of the board who are not committee members may attend, just like the public may attend. You would not be sitting in your regular seats. You would be sitting with the public. There is going to be a public comment opportunity at the beginning of the meeting, and during that time, any member of the public, including those trustees who are not members of the committee, may make public comment. In terms of, I think David's question goes to, can the public, including trustees, ask questions during, and we don't normally allow that in board meetings or in investment committee meetings, so I would say no. But yes, anyone, any member of the public and any trustee who's coming as a member of the public can be here and can make public comment.
So with respect to the public comment obligation under the Brown Act, though, I think, I may be wrong on this, is that for items not on the agenda? In other words, if there's a agenda item listed, I've always understood that the public comment aspect of the open meeting law is to allow comment for items that are not on the agenda.
Public comment is about anything within the jurisdiction of the board. So it can be items that are on the agenda or items that are, you know, not on the agenda. And with respect to the investment committee, it would be anything within the jurisdiction of the committee, right? Comments can be made about anything within their jurisdiction, including what's on the agenda that day and other topics.
Okay. So it sounds like there's an opportunity for that, but there isn't, to be clear on this, there isn't a procedural mechanism to allow for direct public input in the form of questions or inquiries of consultants during the course of the interviews, right? That's the domain of the committee, right?
Yes.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Date and time then, just to make sure.
Yeah, could you remind us
what nailed down
scheduled timing?
It's July 17th, starting at 9:30 a.m.
Thank you.
Which is a Thursday.
Thank you.
And there are three interviews scheduled. Is that right, David?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's Nikita and AEPC.
Hey, did in terms of the process, because I haven't followed it closely, did the committee provide the three finalist consultants with a time frame within which they're allowed to make a presentation, or in other words, to distill what they have to say, or do they just take whatever time they need?
Equal time, but I think they have up to...
So we told them 45 minutes plus 15 Q&A. So
okay.
We're targeting an hour for each. But yeah.
Okay. That sounds fair. Okay.
I mean, depending on the questions afterwards. So their time is 45, but follow-up questions could extend that.
Right. Okay. And then however long the committee deliberates, it deliberates, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Any other reports?
Just one other. We, a while ago, ordered new microphones and stuff for the room. You may recall that I had mentioned it previously.
Yes.
Took quite a while to get them delivered, but they have been delivered. So we're expecting installation before the next board meeting. And these will be microphones that are in the ceiling, so you won't have to push the buttons anymore. It'll just pick up your voice as you speak, so you're always on a hot mic.
Yeah, I was going to say, hot mic alert. Hot mic alert, yes.
Yeah, so we should have it set up before the next board meeting.
I was going to tell Son, I saw these gooseneck microphones on either Amazon or, I'm trying to remember who else had them, manufactured by Shure. So I didn't realize these were like publicly available, these gooseneck mics. Now, I don't know if the ones that I saw have the fancy light on them or whatever, but I was kind of surprised to see them for what it's worth. But it sounds like we're not going to be using these.
Right, yeah. And these ones did come from Amazon. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, so that you don't have to deal with pushing the buttons on and off. It should be able to pick it up from the ceiling. And it is also a Shure product that is their newest board meeting type of microphone products now.
And with respect to sound?
Yeah.
Is it still picking up from the speaker in front of us, or is that...
There will be a speaker installed up right above you, so you'll be able to hear it from above. And then they're zoned, so if you're speaking, your speaker turns off just like these do.
Okay, and if I need to augment the sound, I can still plug this in?
Yeah, and we also have the devices for this to assist with anybody that comes into a meeting, and so those are always in the podium, and those will also work with the new system.
Okay.
So you could use those as well.
Yeah, the one nice thing about this little audio control box is that the speaker is very directional. I notice that when I turn my microphone on or off, when it's off, I hear much better because if the mic is on, it dampens the speaker. But for me, because I have hearing impairment, you know, as well, it sure makes a difference to have that mic in front of you. Coming right at you, because otherwise it's sometimes tough to pick up. So I'd be interested in where spatially the ceiling speaker ports are going to be, and whether that's going to, I guess, well, I don't want to be negative. I just want to say caution. That's a pretty big area,
yeah.
Seems to me, to capture on getting effective audio out. So I'm hoping that the coverage is good.
We are hoping that same thing. We're told that it will be, and we brought up these same questions with them, and they have told us they will be, but, you know, believing is seeing, so.
Yes. Yes.
Don't put them on eBay yet. Yeah, we'll hold on to them.
Yeah, we'll keep these in a box somewhere for a while, like all the stuff in my house in the garage.
Yeah.
So will these terminals be gone, and will something else take its place if we want to raise our hand or queue up for questions? Or
no, it'll just be raising your hand, but it'll give you more desk space.
Going old school.
Repetitive injury, right?
Planning ahead, eh?
So, without belaboring this point, and maybe this is a sound question, but are the speaker installations modular in that they can be added to if needed?
It sounds like.
Sounds from, nodding. Yep, that's good.
Yeah.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah, yes. They're trying to be careful with how many speakers they put, reaching the max without getting feedback as well.
Okay.
So they are looking at the maximum amount they can put without feedback.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. It's an important thing, right, to be able to have effective audio here, because sometimes it's hard to hear. Some of our presenters, it's hard to hear, so.
And the presenters will still have the goosenecks, but there will be additional goosenecks added. So Tim will have one in his corner, and there'll be another one there, so that we don't have the sharing of the microphone between Karen and Tim.
Did you get those on Amazon, Son, the extra goosenecks? No? All right. Excellent. Any other questions on that item or reports? All right. Hearing none. Looks like we've come to that point in the agenda where we're going to adjourn into closed session. Can't give you a time estimate, but it does not appear to be a lengthy closed session, but famous last words, and then we will reconvene at the end.